Aaron Keck with you this afternoon, and judging from what just transpired in the studio, the correct dance to do to Tears for Fears is, what is that, the Stairmaster, or like the Nordic track, like
the
back and forth with the... Well, no, I was doing, like, both Megan and I started doing exactly the same dance, right? Like, it's like your cross-country skiing. Uh-huh, what is that? Yeah. What is that exercise equipment? Yeah. I've never been to a gym. I don't know what it's called.
Me either.
Oh, it's 3:32. It's 3:33 now here on the Hill. We got a lot to cover today. We are joined now by two of my favorite people in town. We got Meg McGurk of the Chapel Hill Downtown Partnership with today's Downtown Rundown, joined by, as promised, a special guest from the town of Chapel Hill, Amanda Fletcher. And if Amanda Fletcher is here, that means that the town of Chapel Hill has a really cool special event coming up in the very near future.
That's
so
right.
Always excited to see you. So we're talking about two different things. We got Halloween coming up next week, Tuesday, which is not the special event that the town plans via Parks and Rec. That's the special event the town plans via the police department. So more
right,
on that
right,
in a minute.
Right.
But Rodeo on Rosemary coming up the following Sunday, the 5th. So great. Big food truck rodeo on Rosemary Street, and more, right?
Yeah, it's our second rodeo on Rosemary. We did one in the spring, and it went so well, so we're doing one again on November 5th. It's from 12 to 4. We're expanded a little bit. We've got 14 trucks. All the favorites will be there, like Cousins Maine Lobster, Chirba Chirba, Dusty Donuts, GM Ice Cream, Baguette About It, and a whole lot
you
more.
You had everyone at the lobster truck.
I know.
Right?
The line
is always so long. You got to show up 20 minutes early.
People love that lobster. Those lobster
tots.
It's
real good.
Turn them down. But this year, we've also added a lot more activities. We've got Petals to Go. They're a floral truck that'll come and do flower crowns with everyone. The Circulator, which is the library's vehicle, they're going to come out and do activities. On top of the deck, we got a 9-hole mini golf course.
Nice.
We're pretty excited about
nice.
That. And up there, there'll be tables and chairs and music, giant games, and some performances by the Raleigh Rockers and Dancers of Unity.
Awesome. So, this is like the plaza on the Wallace deck,
yep,
right?
On top.
Yeah, really cool. So tell me about the 9-hole miniature golf. How does that, is this like a like roving, moving 9-hole golf course that just goes from place to
just
place?
Just a random vision I had for Wallace Deck. It's just a flat concrete space. So we looked into it, and you can rent miniature golf courses.
That's
so
awesome.
They're going to come in and set up 9 holes. And yeah. So we have
Brad,
never
if you're listening, we've got new wedding plans.
I can give you the vendor. We can work this out. But speaking of Wallace Deck, it's free parking. You can park in Wallace Deck, and that street is open to get into it. So just commonly asked question. Park there.
It is. And on Sundays, all public parking is free in downtown Chapel Hill. But because we do the event on East Rosemary right in front of the Wallace Deck, for the last event, we found that a lot of people thought the deck was closed, but it is not. You can drive down there, get in there if you need to, but you can also
super easy.
Walk and
really
bike
cool.
and ride the bus.
That's going to be good. And a lot of places to park other than the deck, so
that's
you can
true.
Park there and walk, and it's not that far. So how big of an event was this last time you did it in the spring? I remember I went there, and it was beautiful. It was like a beautiful day right in the spring. I went there right at the end of it. It was the only time that I could go, and it was still packed full of people.
We estimate about 2,000 people went to the last one, and we hope we get more than that this time around.
Right.
We did expand it with more trucks and more activities, so we're thinking if it's a beautiful day, it's going to be a lot of people.
That's good. So live music, miniature golf. What else did you say was up on the parking deck?
Giant games.
Games.
We love giant
games.
And then the performances, music. It'll be fun.
And that's not this Sunday, but next Sunday, November 5th, and that's on East Rosemary Street. What time?
12 to 4.
Nice. Awesome. So cool. So that's coming up, and we also got Halloween too.
And that is Tuesday.
Like 4 days to clean up from Halloween in time to get the food.
It'll happen.
Yeah.
Tuesday, October 31st is Halloween.
Very cool.
And so there's a lot of information. So there are people in the community that want to know if they want to come down and be in the street and hang out and eat and drink, and the businesses on Franklin Street, what do they need to know? And the best source of information is to go to the town's website. So it's called Homegrown Halloween, and it's townofchapelhill.org/Halloween. And that is all of the information about road closures, about transit, about parking, and just so you know, it's very limited. And then also about, even for residents, about their streets and what will happen there. You know, there's a lot of restrictions on costume kind of accessories, what you can and can't bring in, anything that even looks like a weapon you can't bring in. But for this year, the police will be closing the road from 8 to 10:30. And that is really that main 100 block of Franklin Street, and then kind of down to Church Street is where that's going to be closed. Mm. We have the addition of Carolina Square this year, which we didn't have, so there's about 600 more residents and some businesses that were not there last year, so being cautious and kind of closing Franklin Street a little bit further down. And then for businesses who want to know about what is happening that day, the Downtown Partnership's the best source of information, so you can contact us, downtownchapelhill.com. We have all of that information. There's kind of this misperception that on the day of Halloween, the whole day is just chaotic, and there's just like feral college students running in costumes up and down. That's not the case. It's actually a normal day.
Like, I remember there was one Halloween, and this was several years ago, where I was there covering it for news purposes. Like, we were doing call-ins from whatever. So I went there, and I had dinner at some place or other, Qdoba, I think, when that was still open there at the corner. And it was 7 o'clock or 7:30 or something like that. And it was not long before, and this was when the streets were closed at like 9 or 9:30. Mm-hmm. They were doing it later. But still like an hour or so before. The streets were empty. Like, there was not a whole lot of traffic, not a whole lot of people. I'm like, is anyone going to show up? And then 9:30 rolls along, and there's a huge crowd.
So that's what a lot of questions that I field are about. At noon, what can I do? And I'm like, you can still do whatever you're going to do. It is still a relatively normal day. And then come about after dinner time is when a lot of people show up to be there for the kind of the event of Franklin's or Chapel Halloween,
Homegrown Halloween.
And so I will say that, you know, not all businesses benefit from Halloween.
I was going to ask, some really do and
some really don't.
Yeah.
And some really don't. In fact, some of our nicer restaurants and some retail shops actually close because they're not going to get reservations. So I would encourage everyone in the community, if you're the kind of person that says, I'm avoiding Franklin Street on Halloween, make your reservations, make your plans now to come down on November 1st, November 2nd, 3rd, and have dinner at our restaurants.
And the following Tuesday is RSVVP, is that how it usually is?
I
feel like it's the first Tuesday of the RSVVP day is coming up, so your reservations
then. First Tuesday is going to be election day.
It typically is election day.
Wow, nice.
Which I always have questions about, but and yet it always works.
There
so
you go.
Yeah, they know what they're doing. But RSVVP day when you go out to the restaurants and 10% goes to the IFC. So
it's a great event.
Great event. Yep. Right after Halloween. So Homegrown Halloween has been going on for 7-8 years now thereabouts. And attendance has gone down from like 75 down to 25,000. And I know, was it last year the police started closing the roads a little bit earlier and opening them a little bit earlier?
Yep.
That apparently went really well, so they're doing it again this year.
Exactly, yep. And then just also being just much more cognizant of that this is kind of a local celebration. You know, this is local. It is difficult if you're coming out of town to get all the way downtown because it generally is just a very busy evening.
Yep.
And we still want to make it safe and accessible for people. So that's really what that kind of homegrown feel is.
Cool.
You can still have a great time if you're coming. You can still. We don't need.
It's the same party.
We don't need 80,000.
We don't need 80,000. 25 is good.
Yeah.
Speaking with Meg McGurk, Downtown Partnership, Amanda Fletcher, also here from the town of Chapel Hill. And Amanda, back to you on the rodeo on Rosemary, because I remember 7-8 years ago, there was this very long conversation in Chapel Hill about food trucks and what the effect would be on businesses, and a lot of people were concerned, but the town allowed and liberalized the laws on food trucks. We've got the rodeos now. How is the relationship going between the food trucks and businesses, like the brick and mortar restaurants? That might be more of a Meg question than an Amanda question. But
definitely, I've noticed in the last 4 years that I've been working here, the tide's really turning, and
yeah,
people are sort of either getting in on the game of food trucks and opening their own food trucks.
I know a lot of brick and mortar restaurants downtown now have their own. Yeah,
and they're embracing events like this because people come to these from all over, and they look for these type of events. Food truck rodeos are incredibly trendy right now. So when we added it, what we found is that people they came down and they stayed. And they went in the bars, and they went in the restaurants afterwards. So it was very helpful to everyone. But Meg can kind of speak a little bit to that as well.
Yeah. We do have brick and mortars downtown that have food trucks and food carts, and we give them the first right of refusal. We want them to be involved in it.
Awesome.
And we, chose a day, a Sunday, that's not quite as active, right?
Yep.
To activate downtown. And Amanda's right. Food truck rodeos are so trendy. It was astounding to me when we did the one back in March. How many people showed up just to eat at these food trucks. Yep. And there's nothing I fear more than missing out on something cool.
Yeah,
so.
Right. Especially like adding the live music and the games and the miniature. Like, I'm going for the miniature golf at this point. I don't even know about the food trucks. Mm-hmm. Like, if there's a huge line at all of them, go there, play miniature golf, and then eat at a restaurant. And I've had my food truck right
there.
There
you go.
That's true.
Yeah. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And it's also a way to introduce people to downtown that may not, that may say, I don't come downtown. Well, here's a great event. You can come downtown. You can see it's accessible. You can see there are lots of restaurants that are there every other day of the year that you can come back and enjoy.
Yep. Awesome. So Halloween next week, Tuesday the 31st. It's just a week away. Rodeo Honor Rosemary the following Sunday the 5th. What else do people need to know about goings on downtown?
Well, a couple other things that are happening. The Town of Chapel Hill and Downtown Partnership are doing an event on Monday, October 30th at 3:30 for kids. It's called Design Your Own Downtown.
Yes.
It's for National Planning Month, which is October. And kids can come down. It's a free activity, and they can learn about planning. And then pitch ideas for things that could happen. And ultimately, what we're hoping is that we can find an idea that we can implement, which would be really great. Launch Chapel Hill, the accelerator program, is now open for Cohort 9 applications. So if you're an entrepreneur, if you have a great business idea, and you're looking for those kinds of wraparound services to launch your business, go to launchchapelhill.com to read more about the program. And then lastly, the Ackland has commissioned local artist Patrick Doherty to do one of his stick works. Have you seen it yet?
Have
you been down there?
Yeah. My parents came and visited the weekend before last, and so we found ourselves downtown because we went to Late Night with Roy. We're walking back up downtown to go get something to eat, so we're walking right past it, and it's like, man, this is really cool.
Oh,
and
yes.
And it was still in the process of just getting started being built. Now it's really, really cool.
It is, and they're still working on it, but it is fantastic. If you haven't experienced one of Patrick Doherty's installations, they are massive. They are interactive.
They're
you can walk through them. They're really fantastic. So it's really exciting that Ackland is doing that out in front of the museum.
Awesome. So where can people go to get more information about upcoming events, parks and recreation stuff, downtown stuff?
For us, it's townofchapelhill.org.
There
you go. Townofchapelhill.org.
Super easy.
Yep, for events and for Halloween. For everything about downtown, downtownchapelhill.com. And if there are any businesses that have questions about Halloween, they can contact me and get the information there.
Awesome. That's your downtown rundown. Amanda Fletcher, Meg McGurk, thank you so much.
Thank you.